been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you. As Ion Travel continues, you can always email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. One of our listeners last week wanted to ask me a question, and we had to do some deep research on this because he wanted to know what the age cutoff was to rent a car overseas. And of course, the answer is there is no one age cutoff. He was over 70. He wanted to know whether or not they'd deny him. So we did some research, and we found some very interesting things just in Europe alone. Listen to this. In Austria, minimum age 18, maximum age none. You could be 105. Belgium, minimum age 19, maximum age none. Now in Bulgaria, they cut you off at 70. They cut you off at 70 in Croatia. They cut you off at 75 in Greece. You'll love this. In 85 in Hungary. And now comes for the fun one. You ready? Don't ask me how they came up with this one, but the minimum age to rent a car in Finland is 20. And you know what the cutoff is? 97. So you know what? For all my older folks, I know where we can go. Put the pedal to the metal and have fun in Finland. Okay, let's go right to the phones. We've got Eileen out in Mount Prospect. Hey, Eileen.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for taking me my call and appreciate your program.
Thank you.
I'm calling about a cruise. We are finally planning to do some travel in May of 2022. And immediately after booking the cruise, they send insurance information with a quote with a deadline and a quick turnaround to determine if you want the insurance or not. And I was just wondering, a year plus out, what is the benefit of taking an insurance out on a cruise so far out?
Well, Eileen, you just asked a rhetorical question. Want me to give you the answer?
Sure.
There isn't any. And here's the deal.
Ah.
Yeah. They want to sell the policy. But if you read the policy carefully, if you want to cancel the policy, you only have 10 days in which to do it after you purchase it. You're not even going to be thinking about that policy until about a month before you take the cruise.
Okay.
Right?
They
so here's what you do.
Was...
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Eileen?
No, one of the benefits they said is because if you have pre-existing illnesses, they would cover it. But I thought, well, we could cancel the cruise right before the final payment. So I didn't understand that benefit.
Well, here's what's going on. The cruise industry, as well as the airline industry, got really beaten up because people bought insurance that covered them for nothing because of the pandemic. And they couldn't get their money back on the insurance. And then on the cruise, they're only giving them like future credits and very, very few refunds. So here's the situation. And I've said this way before the pandemic. There's very little benefit of buying insurance from the travel provider themselves. Because in many cases, not all, but in many cases, the language in that insurance policy is different than the language you would get if you bought it from a third-party provider. And that third-party provider could be your travel agent going through another insurance company who could literally get on the phone with you and walk you through what you're covered for and what you're not covered for. Now, Eileen, you mentioned one other bad word here, right? Pre-existing condition. A lot of insurance policies have it in there. It's usually not on the first page of the policy. You got to look for it. And you may be buying worthless insurance to begin with. So if you've got a pre-existing condition, you need to talk to a travel agent or a travel advisor to say, look, I'm going on a cruise. I'd like to buy the insurance, but I need to buy insurance that makes sense. And I don't need to buy it now unless you can prove to me that it's going to cover me then. And then go ahead and buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind one thing. But keep in mind one thing, and I have to tell you this in the interest of full disclosure. Let's say it's a month before the cruise. And what for whatever reason alone, maybe just there's another breakout of the virus and the cruise line cancels. You know, that's one thing. But if you cancel, even if the cruise line gives you a voucher or a credit, that doesn't mean you're going to get a refund on the insurance that you bought.
So we're stuck with insurance even though we wouldn't use it.
Yeah, that's why there's no point in buying it now.
Okay.
If you're gonna buy it when you have at least 30 days to refund it if you're not gonna use it. But if they give you a 10-day turnaround, that's essentially meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
But my bottom line is, Eileen, have a conversation like you're having with me with a third party who can actually sell you a policy that makes sense just for you.
Great.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate it, Peter.
And I hope you take the cruise.
I hope so too. We're planning on it.
You and everybody else, right?
Right. Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, have a great one.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And thank you so much for calling. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bottom line here, guys, is when you are buying an insurance policy, you do it online, you do it at your own peril. You buy it from the travel provider themselves. In most cases, the policy language is not beneficial or not as beneficial to you as it could be. All right, we got that? All right. That time means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming as Eye on Travel continues right after this. That's my insurance policy.
Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Need more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
It's 33 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues. You can always reach me. Just email me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go to some of your emails. Here's one from Joanna, writes, I know you said Canada cruises are canceled. Well, Alaska cruises are canceled if they're going to go through Canada, which they had to do. She says, I have a Canadian tour booked for May, starting in Calgary. Do you know if the border will be open by then? Well, believe it or not, we'll know that answer by this Monday. Canada has announced that they're going to make that decision on Monday. Now, they also closed the cruise ports and were supposed to make that decision this Monday, but they jumped the gun about 10 days ago and kept them closed through February of 2022. I should also tell you that they've stopped all Canadian passenger flights to Mexico and the Caribbean through April 30th. So I think it would stand to reason that they're going to keep the borders closed till at least April 30th on the land border side too. So we'll watch that space for you and we'll talk about it next week, but you should watch it as well. No answers yet, but if Canada wants to be true to form, they're not going to be opening their borders before April 30th. That's a little tough for you since you're supposed to go somewhere in May, but it is what it is. We will stay on top of that and let you know, okay? It's crazy out there. It really is crazy out there. Here's one from Bob Ditch, who writes, can I recommend some good quality carry-on spinner luggage? Well, it depends on how much you want to spend. I have two favorite brands of spinner luggage. We're talking about four-wheel, right? With great center of gravity. Neither of them are inexpensive. One is a little more expensive than the other. But I love them both, and I use them both, and I use them both for different reasons. One, my wife actually bought me this as my Christmas present. It's made by Rimowa, the German guys. It's the all-aluminum carry-on bag with the four wheels, indestructible, and I love it. But, you know, not inexpensive. So I'm not going to recommend that unless you've got lots of money to spend or you know my wife. But the other one that I like is done by Briggs & Riley. These guys make really tough duty bags. And what's the best thing about it is they have a lifetime warranty that's actually meaningful. It actually works. I really bang up my bags. I'll break a zipper or tear something. I send it back to them. They repair it every time. So those would be my two choices. You got it? All right. Now, here's one from Lynn Setyan, who writes, I love how you cook. I saw you on the cooking channel, and you made artichoke hearts. Please send me the recipe. Lynn, I don't know how to tell you this. I'm a terrible cook, and I've never been on the cooking channel. But if you want me to send the recipe, it'll be with a disclaimer saying, call the fire department, because I would blow up the artichoke hearts. I really would. I can do some basic barbecuing, and I do a mean grilled cheese sandwich, but I've never been on the cooking channel, and you got the wrong Greenberg here. I do not cook artichoke hearts. I just thought I'd mention that because Lynn wrote me. All right. Now, Tim Bolt, who wrote in, a bunch of us guys had a snowmobile trip planned to Montana next month, but due to COVID needed to cancel. American Airlines would not issue a credit, but only a travel voucher. Is there anything I can do or say to receive a credit rather than a travel voucher, which is only good until December 31st, 2021? Well, I'm going to give you some good news, Tim. Normally, when an airline issues a travel voucher, it's good from a year from the moment you bought the ticket. So if you bought a ticket, let's say, in November for a ticket in April, people do that, and all of a sudden they only want to give you a voucher, that voucher is only good until November, not the next April. It's only 12 months from the time you bought the ticket. Let's go to the phones. I got Richard on the phone.
Well, I have a question regarding vouchers. We had originally booked a trip back in November to go to Tampa from Chicago. We ended up having to cancel that because 3 weeks before we both caught COVID. We rescheduled for, I think it was January, through December, you know, they gave us the credit to that. The price had actually gone down, so they gave us a voucher for the difference between original ticket and this ticket.
Well, that was nice. So
that was fine. That's great. I appreciate that. Then through December, the price dropped again, so they sent us another voucher. Now we have two vouchers each.
Keep going. You'll end up owning the airline.
That would be nice. Not at the rate they're losing money right now. So we end up, our booking in January ends up having to cancel that because she broke her leg 2 days before we're going to leave.
Oh my God.
So they, you know, give us the credit on that one. We now rebook.
Let's cut to the chase because we're running out of time.
Okay. Well, we rebook again. The price has gone back up. So now we're only getting credit for the last flight. They're not allowing us to apply the vouchers to the difference.
Okay, let me ask something very quickly. How much money are we talking about?
Total vouchers were, I think, $70 in vouchers.
Okay, with all due respect, you're calling me about $70?
No. Well, I'm calling it $70 extra we're not allowed to use. It now actually goes up to $100 each because...
Richard? Richard, listen to me. Be very happy they're still giving you the ticket to get on a plane. Pay the difference. Use the other vouchers for another flight, okay?
Well, that was the problem. We don't fly. This is like the first time in 4 years we're going anywhere. We don't fly that often. Can we use the vouchers for anything else?
Yeah, you can use the vouchers for another flight for the next year. That's what you got to do, okay?
But it's got to be a flight.
Of course. It can't be a rotisserie.
No, it has, like, drinks on the plane or something.
You know what you got to do. All right, Richard. Let me know what happens, and if it doesn't work out, I'll buy you dinner for $70, all right?
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. Back with more of Eye on Travel when we return right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back.